I am very, very impressed by the way things took place here in Bamako. I think it is a good election. I really think that the Malian people has demonstrated a sort of a willingness to go ahead after these very serious crises, and they did their best. Things went well. No violence, no particular difficulties in the organization of the elections, a good deal of transparency. I think things went well for an African country coming through a post-conflict situation. I think they tried the best. And I do hope that Mali will overcome the difficulties of the past.
Mr. Prime Minister, after interacting with the people, what do you think their hopes and aspirations are following this election? What are the prospects of Mali in the future, as you communicated with them?
I think that, first of all, these people want a leader. They want a leader, and I don't think that the vote they cast had another destination. They wanted to have a leader who will help them to overcome the recent difficulties in the country. They know that they have very serious challenges to face. First one, national unity, the unity of the Mali, with the unity in a sort of diversity. The Malians don't want their country to be divided. They want the country to be unique and to be united. But they understand that they have to try to arrange the situation in the northern part of the country with a good deal of what we call in French decentralization. I think that is the first challenge of Mali. The second one is the challenge of rebuilding the nation, rebuilding the economy, and the want a new political system with maybe new parties, and they find that the old parties which have ruled this country for a while need now to find a sort of renewal. And I think that the Malians are expecting a good deal from the new system they are building.
Mr. Prime Minister, when you met the two presidential candidates, what assurances did they give you about resolving the challenges that Malians face at the moment and how they think they can resolve and improve the economy to better the lives of the people should they win the election?
But you know, the politicians, I'm one of them, but I can speak my mind. Both Ibeka and Sumaya Cisse apparently are determined to solve the problems of the Mali, the problem of unity, the problem of integrity, the problem of rule of law, the problem of a good democratic system, the problem of economic development, and a problem of solidarity, and so on and so forth. I think that we have a good opportunity to push all these issues forward. And I think that the international community is prepared to give them a hand to make sure that we achieve these purposes.
What role is the African Union willing to play along with the international community to help Mali in this journey?
You know, AU has no money enough to intervene directly in the financing of Malian economy. But EU is determined to help Mali to achieve political goals. For instance, the integrity of the country including the necessary diversity, and so on and so forth. So I think that the EU is prepared also to intervene, to work with the international community. We see U.S. and United Nations to build up a plan for Mali, a sort of Marshall Plan for Mali. And there are a lot of promises. And as soon as Mali will complete this political endeavor, I think that they will have a lot of support in the whole international community. And I think that I cannot tell you who is going to win, although the whole trend is a little bit clear. But whatever it is, the new president should try to work with the international community for building a new system, a new relationship between Mali and the rest of the world.
Mr. Prime Minister, when the Electoral Commission say they are going to announce the final results?
I don't know. The final result, Mali is so vast that I don't believe that the final results can be made clear to everybody before some days. I think that we should expect some things before the end of this week, but I'm not so sure.